Okay, if you have a question for Lester, go ahead and drop it in the chat, please. And we'll go ahead and get started with Terry.
Hey, what's up, Lester?
What's going on?
Hey, early in the season, the midseason, the S-word was coming rampant after a lot of games, selfishness. The last 10 games you guys have been playing as one. What clicked and changed that unity to playing as one as a team?
I kind of feel like everybody's just realizing how talented of a team we are. I mean, around the country, whenever somebody talks about Memphis, it's always about how much talent we have on this team. I feel like 1 through 12, everybody on the roster, every single person has so much talent, and we're super talented. Like Coach says, we just sometimes get in our own ways, but I feel like we're starting to click and starting to figure out now that if we just keep on doing those swings and looking for everybody, letting it come to us, we can get scared because we have a huge amount of talent.
Next up, please, Jason.
Hey, Lester, that was quite a second half. 5 of 5 from the field, 3 of 3 from three, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. What was the difference for you between the first half and the second half?
I mean, just really going back in halftime in the locker room, just really coming out and just letting us know that we're not going to lose this game. I mean, I feel like just coming out and me bringing the energy out, I feel like I kind of started our run with just crashing every single time. I just told Coach that I'm just going to crash every single time and try to get every rebound and make every rebound mine and just let the game come to me. And like he always says, and I trusted him, it just found me. I hit my shots, I made my free throws, and just really created opportunities for everybody else with just crashing those rebounds or even just crashing so hard that it opens up somebody else's rebound. So really just getting that momentum and just locking in and keying in on defense kind of just helped us start that run out.
You mentioned momentum real quick. How is the team viewing this tournament? Obviously the goal is always NCAA tournament, came up short of that. And a lot of people have been talking about what this tournament could do for you guys, how you guys are approaching it, that sort of thing. So from a player standpoint, how are you guys viewing this and treating this tournament?
I mean, we're viewing this as we feel like we're kind of left out of the NCAA tournament, and we're really just coming in trying to win this. But like Coach said, the NIT is still, like, a lot of people try to downgrade it, but NIT is still a great tournament to be in. Because Coach tells us that there's still teams back at home just watching us play, and there's teams out there who wish they could just play, and seniors out there who wish they could just play in any tournament. And with the NIT being kind of like the other tournament for those teams that just didn't make it, it's kind of a blessing just giving you another opportunity. And Coach is telling us to come in this and win us and showed us that we could definitely be an NCAA team.
I see two more lined up right now. We'll start with Raven, please. Raven Moore.
So, Lester, you kind of already questioned about the difference between your first half and the second half. So how can you try to go into this next game against Boise State, making sure you don't have to worry about kind of a slow start and just keep going, come and fire out the game?
I mean, in every tournament that people play, in that first game is always going to be hard coming out the first day and getting that first game out of the way and just kind of seeing where our rhythm is and where we're going to get to. So I feel like getting this first game out the way was kind of good for us and just bringing our momentum from the second half to just carry over into the second game. I feel like that would be good for us.
And the last question I see is from Danielle, please.
Kenny was saying that he thinks you can be a walking triple-double if you play like this every single game. What do you think when you hear him say that, first of all? And is there still some sort of mental block sometimes that you think keeps you from playing like that 100% of the time?
I feel like Coach, he trusts me a lot, and I feel like he really wants me to just lock in. He tells me all the time he feels like I'm one of the best offensive rebounders in the entire country. And just going in, he wants me to do that every single game. I mean, it is a tough job to do, just really getting in there and banging and crashing on people all the time. But I told him that I'm going to lock in for him and I'm going to get that done and just do what he wants me to do. And like I said, I trust him and just let the game come to me. And everything just started to click with everything and everybody else.
You think it helps that you guys have been in a lot of these games where it seems like it takes a little while for you to get your rhythm as a team? Does that help in games like today where you feel like you can be more resilient down the stretch?
Definitely. It definitely helps because it just shows how scary we could be as a team when everybody's clicking and we're just all on the same level. I feel like defensively, we're probably one of the best defensive teams in the entire country. He told us, I think we held them without scoring for the last 5 minutes of this game. And the same thing with the Houston game, we held them without scoring for like 10 minutes. So that really just shows our potential on defense, not even offense, on defense alone. That just we could really just shut teams down and just shut out their best players and just get out in transition and just let the offense come to us and just really flow through it and just let it all come to us easy instead of just really coming down and struggling in the half-court set, just really getting it on defense, stopping everybody and getting out in transition, where that's our strength.